Had to catch up with young Matthew Jefferson, pick number 15 last night. Young Key Ford, yeah, has been picked up by the D's. He's going to join us any tick of the clock.
Just on that,
yeah,
one thing I think is a real rocks is I watched the draft, probably the first 18, 19 picks. And when they interviewed the players, outstanding work by these young, they spoke, the vast majority of them.
I think all of them.
Now, I don't know whether they do some specific training for them. And I'm sure the managers would, because if you're trying to market your young fella, that to be able to communicate verbally and in front of the camera would be important. But I was really impressed in the way in which that they all communicated.
I couldn't agree with you
more. Shared their excitement and spoke really well.
100%. In fact, Matt Jefferson's been good enough to join us on the line now, so why don't we ask him that? Hey, Matty, Andy Marr and Andy Gaze, thanks for joining us on the program, and congratulations on becoming an AFL player, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
How much work in the lead up to a night like last night and potentially being an AFL player, have you done much work on the way through in terms of media training or presentation or any of that sort of stuff?
Not really. I guess it just comes with the experience of doing media. I guess we started to get, some interviews and, stuff like that going on about the start of the year. And, you do it all the way through the year. So I think it's just that experience of doing it regularly that helps. But I haven't had any formal, training or anything like that.
Yep.
Well, certainly it's not just yourself, Matty, but all the guys that were drafted were notable in the way in which they were able to communicate. So you all should be congratulated on that. Just talk us a little bit about the experience last night. It seemed like a lot of the players, it wasn't a huge shock when they were eventually drafted. And then it sort of went in order of what people expected. Was it pretty much as expected for you?
I knew there was a few teams that I could potentially go to, Melbourne being one of them. So, yeah, I kind of had a rough idea of where I'd be. But obviously you never know until your name's called out. But if you asked me before the draft what team was going to pick me, I probably would have told you Melbourne. So, yeah, you're probably right that it was a bit the way that it was expected to go.
Well, before we talk about, your evolution through the elite Papas, what junior club did you come from, Matt?
Ashburton.
Yeah, Ashy Redbacks.
Okay. So you come out of Ashy Redbacks and you end up an Oakley Charger. And good representation last night. Four of the Chargers are picked up in the first 18. Is it kind of nice to share a night like that with fellas you've been playing a bit of footy with?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good to, have those kind of blokes, around you who are kind of going through the same thing. So, you can reach out to them, you can talk to them about, what things they might do differently and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's really good to, come through the junior ranks with those boys and then, to see them get drafted. It's a great experience.
And when you look at your junior career and what's happened recently, of course, we've had the pandemic and a lot of people thinking that perhaps it's a bit more challenging for the crop coming through because of those experiences. How was it, and I assume, missing so much football for a couple of years?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty frustrating, getting to miss out on 2 years of playing footy. I reckon 2020 didn't even play a game at all. And then last year, We were on and off, 1 week we'd be playing and then the next week we wouldn't. So, it was pretty crazy. I guess you could say that, some players' development probably could have been a bit disrupted there. But, I found that when I could see and I knew that we were going to be playing games and stuff like that, I could get really motivated and, it didn't affect me too much.
Do you reckon you'll see, we will all see kids who have come out of the kind of COVID interruptions and maybe miss out on this year's draft, but once they get a bit of continuity back into their footy, will develop later than maybe other kids have in the past?
Yeah, I reckon that's probably going to happen over the next few years. Boys who, missed out on their top age in the last 2 years probably, and this year probably, coming on a bit later, definitely could see, them getting into the draft and also with the mid-season draft now, more mature age.
Yeah, definitely.
I reckon that's probably going to be a big one.
Yeah.
And what about for yourself when you look at games and you follow it and you see yourself through your own lens, what is it that you need to improve on the most in order to get that good start and get into the rotation nice and early?
I definitely reckon it's that adapting to the AFL bodies. I'm playing key position player and we're coming up against, some big boys. So, yeah, I guess getting into the gym early, you know, getting onto the track and just working hard on that physical side of the game. That's something that I really need to improve on, but I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Are you still growing? Oh, sorry. Are you still, just on that, are you still growing? You're 190, you're listed at 195. Have you stopped, or do you reckon you're still sprouting?
Still haven't caught dad yet, so hopefully still got a couple of centimetres in me. So,
my word.
How tall's the old man?
He's about 198, 199.
Oh, okay. Nice. Righto. Righto. That's strong. That's a good number to have alongside the height column.
Very nice in the position.
Nothing wrong with 195, by the way, but 198, 199.
A couple of centimetres can make
The 85, well, of course it can, Andrew.
Make a huge difference.
No doubt about that, yes.
What you're going to do in the
future. In all sorts of aspects.
Hey, Matty, we've spoken about the things that perhaps where you need to work on. What is your major asset? What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, my biggest strength is definitely my marking, you know, both. In a contested situation on the lead, I feel like that's always been, you know, a big strength of mine. And I feel like this year I was able to really show it, you know, at different stages throughout the year. So, yeah, that's always been my biggest strength, and that's something that I hope, you know, translate up into the AFL level.
I'm sure the Demons are hoping.
I'm sure they're very aware of that.
Very hopeful that will be the case. We just had Nick Maxwell on, and he spoke about players trying to understand that to use the experience in the AFL system that can go beyond football. What are your interests outside of footy, and where do you see you're going to try and milk that system to your advantage?
Well, I guess for me, it's probably studying maybe next year, looking at unis and all that stuff. You know, doing stuff outside of footy, I reckon, is really important, not just focusing on footy 100% of the time. So I reckon, you know, having that uni there and something, you know, for me to do outside of footy could definitely help.
Is it true that you're a bit of an environmentalist?
I don't know about that, to be honest, but
I thought I read some. Wasn't there a story written that you... In fact, I've got the story here. I haven't read the whole story from Dan Cherney yet, but, you know, that you're a bit of a...
positive thing.
Hey?
It's a very positive thing.
Yeah, the field, Jefferson is thoughtful. His favourite subject at school is geography, and he's taken an interest in climate change and deforestation.
It's true.
Has Dan Cherney just thrown that in to make you sound a bit, you know, like a bit of a greenie, or is there no truth to this at all, Matthew?
No, there's a bit of truth to that. Okay. Studied geography this year in year 12, and it's, you know, been probably my best subject, my favourite subject, and we look at stuff like deforestation and climate change, so it's definitely an interest of mine.
Good man. Don't be proud about that. We need people like
absolutely
you out there fighting for native forest and, you know, clean air and
fighting for our survival land.
Well, that's why we are lining up with young people like Matthew Jefferson.
Correct.
I'm happy to be behind, right on your flank.
Yes.
Matt. Lead the way, Matt.
Absolutely. It doesn't sound like he's highly motivated to lead the way, but
he's got other things on his mind at the moment. Right. He wants to get a game for Melbourne.
Well, that's true. And, Matty, now that you're in the AFL system, there is a lot of distractions. What is your situation? Do you have a partner?
Oh.
No, I don't.
Okay, that's probably... Would you be advising Matt to...
Trying to think.
Keep it that way for as long as he possibly can?
Well, I just want to make sure, Matty, that
You've been through this. Now that Matt's in the elite pathway,
well, here's the thing.
Will a world of opportunity present itself to him in that regard or not?
Well, I will say this, that Matty's opportunity to find a partner compared to my opportunity, I'm looking at a picture of Matty and I'm looking at me in the mirror going back to my young self. And the hair game
strong
is magnificent.
Hair game. Very strong hair game you've got going on, Matthew, which is something that Casey and I are very mindful of. The Jefferson surname is a famous one, Jefferson Ford. I don't know whether I should go with this now. Dan Cherney may be sounding a little bit spurious with some of his data, but is your family related to the Jefferson Ford, the famous Jefferson Ford Jeffersons?
Yeah, that's my grandfather started the business, and my dad works there now. So, yeah, it runs in the family.
Oh, there you go. And is it true that you also, I'm taking all this from Dan Cherney, actually, but so thank you, Daniel, for providing it on Code Sports. Did you do some work with Ty Vickery, the former Tiger and Hawk, of course? Did he do some kind of key forward mentoring with you?
Yeah, he's a coach down at the Oakley Chargers. So whenever he's down there, all the big boys, you know, we'll try and, you know, to learn off him as much as we can. So yeah, he's been one that's been a great help for me.
Did you do any boxing with Johnny, his old man? I don't know whether John's still doing that sort of stuff, but he was the vicar at Richmond and the boxing coach at Richmond, which is an interesting combination, but highly thought of by the Tiger Boys through the kind of 80s and 90s. Is Johnny Vickery still doing any boxing coach with young up and coming footballers?
I don't think so, but I think I'll be staying away from the boxing ring for a while.
So what do you do now, mate? So it's the morning after, yes. You know, the night before, it all changes for you. Your life goes through a seismic change. When do you actually get down to Melbourne? When do you find out, you know, where your locker is and where you park your car or your bike or whatever it is? And when do you have to turn up to training?
Yeah, so I'll head in tomorrow morning and, I guess we'll learn all that tomorrow morning. And, yeah, it's pretty exciting to be able to go into the AFL environment now as a player. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's pretty wild, isn't it? Think about that. Yeah. I don't know whether have you met any of the Melbourne boys yet?
I haven't actually. I've had a chat to a few of the media boys and a few of the welfare people and the coach as well. So, yeah, but looking forward to getting in and meeting all the boys and getting stuck into pre-season.
And the most – who did you barrack for growing up?
I was a Carlton supporter.
Hmm. Well, Matthew, you may be playing for Melbourne, but
– Don't say something stupid.
No, once a Carlton supporter.
No, you're not. Straight away,
always
now he's
Carlton.
In there. No, you're not. You're not at all.
Always
Andy.
A Carlton supporter. He's going to be a professional about it and commit himself to Melbourne. But, you know.
I wouldn't have thought so.
What's going on with your phone? Sorry, Matthew. That's Andrew Gaze's phone just going completely cocoa bananas in the background there. Dear me. Turn it off.
Matty, you said something.
Thanks for coming on the show, mate. We really appreciate it. Such a great night for footy fans and all the clubs involved to see the next wave of young talent coming into our footy clubs. And Melbourne sounds like they've got a beauty with you. Good luck with everything. Hopefully the transition into the AFL ranks is a smooth one, and we can't wait to see you play the first of many in the red and blue, mate. Good luck.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
You're a good man, Matty. Good
Matthew
luck, pal.
Matthew Jefferson. Strong hair game.
Very.
Maybe Dan Cherney's taking a bit of a license, I reckon, with, you know.
No, he's onside.
Yeah, sort of. You know, probably threw a couple of things in there.
What about John? John didn't appreciate that feedback that you provided.
Which one's that?
John off the temper text.
Which feedback's that?
Stop trying to indoctrinate the kid with your global warming crap, Andy. And Gazy, but it was mostly Andy.
Does John have a brain?
Does
John know where that information came from? It came from Matthew.
Mm.
So I don't know what John's thinking. I don't know whether John's attempting humour and it's just a very poor attempt at humour, or John can't hear, or what goes in his ear doesn't connect with the synapses of the brain appropriately.
I think
because
John,
it was Matthew who actually said that, not me.
Was
I'm not trying to indoctrinate him at all.
Well, I'll actually say this. I think it's good indoctrination.
I was about to say the
same
thing.
So I'm happy to try to indoctrinate
him.
But yes, we do have some issues that need to be attended to.
If Matthew is committed to making the world a better place from a climate perspective,
and even
I don't know what John's got against that.
Why
has John got an issue with it?
Even those that are on a certain sphere that have held those claims for
John
quite
might like
some
chopping
time.
Down trees, but I mean, you know, that's just don't do it in a native forest, Johnny. There's plenty of commercial forests out there we can chop.
Not left, not right. Now, what it is, it's about save the planet.
Can you maybe fix your phone up, please?
Every time we mention something about global warming,
stop your phone from carrying on.
I don't know how to do it.
Julio's going to jump in a moment to talk about what took place in the draft last night and what to look forward to tonight. If you've got a view, if you've made a snap judgment, if you're watching it last night, because I have, I've already picked, outside of Ollie Hollands, I've already picked the best player to emerge from the top 21 last night. I've already made up my mind. I'll tell
Cameron
you who
McKenzie.
And I'll tell you why.
Like that
if
young
you're
fella,
watching
the
it last night
going
and,
on.
And you've made a snap judgment.
Speaks French.
Based on what you saw. Jono. Very nice.
No, I think Jono, he's very limited.
Je m'appelle Brad.
Yeah, but everyone knows that.
Oh, well, that's okay. But he's still, you say that stuff on live TV.
Yeah.
You can easily cock it up, you know. But he didn't. He went through with the challenge and met it head on. Well done, Jono. If you've made a snap judgment on any of those kids last night, hopefully it's a positive one, feel free to share it with us on the other side of the break, 1-300-736-736. It is the run home for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. Berwick BMW, pre-owned vehicles, ready for immediate delivery. And, of course, Sonos.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful technology that I've seen in JB Hi-Fi.
You are so
and
desperate to get some.
No, I'm not.
You are so desperate for someone from Sonos to be listening to this and set you up with some free gear. You are so
no,
pretty.
No, they don't have to set me up.
Yeah, they do.
They just deliver it.
Easy.
I can set it up.
Easy to set up. Game-changing sound.
I can set it up.
This festive season.
Very IT.
Jefferson, Jefferson, Jefferson Ford.